Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you. And thank you for chiming in on this beautiful morning as we celebrate, amen, the Lord's Day. One more day, amen. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your host and your kingdom coach here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time visitors. Amen. Please enjoy the services on today. Well, happy Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. And Labor Day, amen, was first observed back in the 1800s, back in 1882, by a carpenter and a union, labor union leader, and his name was Peter J. McGuire, and he came up with the idea for Labor Day, and he thought that American workers should be honored with their own day, and so he had proposed this idea to the New York Central Labor Union, and they thought it was a good idea. So every first Monday in the month of September is observed as Labor Day, and this is an annual celebration of the social and economic achievements of America workers. Amen. And so bless the Lord and happy Labor Day to you, to you, to you, and to you. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. And whatever you did, amen, you had Jesus on your mind. So in light of Labor Day, glory be to God, we've been talking about the signs of the times. Amen. We pray that you are enjoying this series. Amen. And then we started on last week also the signs, amen, that we will be ready, amen, for Jesus' return, amen. But in light of Labor Day today, and we still want to talk about the signs. We want to share a message with you and an encouragement with you this morning about the divine signs and guidance just for you. Amen. So we know that God has signs, amen, for the nation, for the world. Amen. But I want you to know that God loves you so much. He gets really, really, really personal with you. So we want to see what the Word of God has to say to us today. Amen. So, Father God, we bless you and we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. In your Bibles, in the book of Philippians, chapter number 2, verse 13, and it reads like this, God is working in you. Ooh, excuse me. Give me 1 second here. Give me 1 second. Okay, sorry about that interruption, and to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. All right, all right, all right. Bless the name of the Lord. Okay, and so let us look at our scripture. Amen. And it says, God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Amen and amen. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen. If you would, in your Bibles this morning, I would like for you to underline those words that says God is working in you. God is working in you. Amen. Glory be to God. Christ in you, your hope of glory. And beloved, he does this as you engage your mind. He works in you as you open your mouth. He works in you as you move your feet. And God works in you as you use your hand to do exactly what he's already put into your heart. The moment you say yes to God's will, God gives you the ability to perform it. He's just waiting for a yes. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. I come out with my hands up. And the moment you say yes, God says, okay, now, hallelujah, you've given me what I want. Now I'm going to give you what I want. But I want you to notice, amen, that God doesn't reveal his will to you, then call you. See, he don't do that. Amen. See, the Lord calls you first. He'll call you. And you, matter of fact, you've been called before the foundation of the world. And the Lord calls you. And as you step out in faith and as you obey him, now the Lord reveals his will to you step by step. He doesn't give you the whole thing at one time. Matter of fact, you couldn't handle it anyhow. It would be too much for you to handle. Amen. Glory be to God. So he gives it to you step by step, empowering and equipping you as you go. And if you're thinking that you're like a little bit more detail before you make a commitment, I want you to take note. See, number one, I want you to take note of this, that God may make you uncomfortable where you are. Oh, yeah. You may get a little uncomfortable, which is the first sign. Like an eagle that stirs up his nest, beloved. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 11, it says, and the Lord led them. The Lord led them. Glory be to God. In my book, amen, I have about 7 books now, amen, but The Eagle's Nest, amen, which I think is the one that's a little bit most popular at this particular moment, amen. I talk about the eagle, amen, glory be to God, and the process of an eagle. And beloved, to teach her children to fly, a mother eagle literally pushes them out of the nest. I mean, literally. Talk about being out of your element. Can you imagine what that eagle is thinking? That eagle was thinking, it's my mother doing this to me. But until a baby eagle is forced out of his comfort zone, it doesn't realize that it was born to fly. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that you were born to fly. You were born to fly. And just like that mother eagle has to push that baby eagle out of the nest, sometimes God has to push us out of our comfort zone. So we can realize that we have the power to fly. See? And so now the eagle, amen, spreads his wings. Amen. The eagle releases its power and the eagle takes its place in the heavens. Beloved, the question we want to ask this morning is God, amen, stirring you up, amen, and your comfort zone today. And then, beloved, after the Lord, amen, ruffles your comfort zone a little bit, amen, God's direction is impossible to follow without his help. See, that's why God can't give you the whole thing at one time. Because number one, you can't do it without him anyhow. And if he give it to you all at one time, it's going to seem too overwhelming. It's going to freeze you up. And instead of you moving in faith, you're going to move in fear. So God gives you just a little bit at a time. And he helps you a little bit at a time because you can't do it without his help, beloved. Glory be to God. And that's the way he plans it. Jesus says in St. John chapter 15 and 5, he said, without me, ye can do nothing. Nothing. And then also, beloved, I want you to know that there's persistence in God's leading. There is persistence. Glory be to God. Human ideas go away, but God's directions stays. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to God. And that means that time is on your side. So, beloved, we just need to stay in step with God and don't get ahead of him. Amen. Don't try to walk in front of him. The steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Amen. Glory be to the living God. All throughout scriptures, beloved, God, amen, talked to ordinary people. See? And I want you to know that God, amen, he will talk to you too. When we read in the book of Genesis, amen, we see that God told Abraham to leave his home. Also, in that same chapter, beloved, we see when God spoke to Jacob, glory be to God, and told Jacob at when to go back home. He told one when to leave home. He told the other one when to go back home. When we read in the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 17, we'll see where God told Elijah where to find food in the middle of a famine. On two different occasions, God stopped Paul from walking through what appeared to be a door of opportunity because he had something better in mind. Beloved, when we read in the book of Psalms, chapter number 25, verse number 8, Psalms 25, verse number 8, the Bible says that God is fair and just. He corrects the misdirected. He sends them in the right direction. He gives the rejects his hand and leads them step by step. From now on, every road you travel will take you to God. Glory be to God. Beloved, this scripture here is a covenant sign. And all we have to do is read the charted directions. So since we're talking about signs of the times, signs to the world, signs, amen, to the earth, signs, amen, signs of his coming, amen, signs that we are ready to meet him when he come. I want you to know that God will give you a personal sign, a divine sign, and divine guidance. Oh, glory be to the living God. And I want to read that once again as we close on this morning. It says, God is fair and just. He corrects the misleaded. He corrects the misdirected. He sends them in the right direction. He gives the rejects his hands, and he leads them step by step. From now on, every road you travel will take you to God. Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for his grace and his mercies towards us. Beloved, nothing is more important in life than being led by God. And you might want to write that down this morning. That's the point we want you to get, that nothing is more important in life than being led by God. And he will give you divine signs. Talking about signs at the times, the Lord will give you the signs. Other people's input should only confirm and clarify what God is already telling you. See, when they give you their prophecy, their words of advice, they should just be confirming what the Lord has already spoken to you, beloved. But until you have heard from God, see, otherwise you'll be tempted to think other people's ideas are God's leadings. See, and that can hurt you. That can hurt you when you're being led by other people. When you are doing something because somebody thought it was a good idea, or somebody suggested that you do it, see, and you say, oh, that sounds good, see, and you go ahead and do that, beloved, amen, that can really hurt you. And that can really, really hurt you. And we talked about that yesterday in our Sunday's message a little bit. Amen. Glory be to God. About the deceitfulness of man. See, but God says in the mouth of every two or three witnesses. So after God has spoken to you first, after the Lord has led you first, then the Lord, amen, will use one or two people to confirm what the Lord has already told you. See, you don't want the Lord to confirm what other people are saying. You want other people to confirm what God has said. Glory be to the living God. Glory be to God. Beloved, I want you to know this morning that you are unique. I think we closed out on Friday telling you how unique you are. You are very unique. You're fearfully and you're wonderfully made, and God has a unique plan, and God has a unique purpose for your life. And when you're not sure which way to go, listen to the signs. Look at the sign. When you're not sure, standing here wondering which way to go, huh? Look at the signs. Look at the signs. Stand on his promise. Glory be to God. And he says this in Isaiah 42 and 16. The Bible says this. He says, I'll take the hand of those who don't know the way, who can't see where they're going. I'll be a personal guide, directing them through unknown country. I'll be there to show them what roads to take, to make sure they don't fall into the ditch. These are the things I'll be doing for them, sticking with them, not leaving them for a minute, not leaving them for a minute. Not for a New York minute, beloved. It doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't get any better than that. Psalms 23 says this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to God. Beloved, I want you to pay attention to that last verse in verse 6. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Very few people really understand what it means. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Beloved, do you know that if something is following you, you ought to know the purpose for it? Always confess that the goodness and mercy of the Lord is following you, yet you don't expect it to work for you. One Bible version puts it this way, it says, only goodness and kindness pursue me all the days of my life. When we read in St. John chapter 10, verse 9, beloved, Jesus describes the life of a sheep that is in his fold. He said that if any man enter in by me, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find green pasture. As a sheep of God's fold, he has given you his goodness, and he has given you his mercy to accompany you every day of your life to everywhere that you go. The goodness of the Lord will cause good things to happen to you everywhere you go, while his mercy will prevent evil things from prevailing in your life. So we have goodness and mercy following us. Goodness is causing the good things to happen, and mercy is preventing the evil things from prevailing. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Beloved, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, understanding this will put you in a different realm. You will no more be moved by the things happening to people around you or your nation. Only one thing will count, and that's what the goodness of the and the mercy of the Lord can do. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Divine signs and guidance just for you. Beloved, God is omnipotent. God is omniscient. And God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He knows everything, and he is all power. Step with him. Pay attention to the divine signs and guidance, and he will send you in the right direction, sticking with you and not leaving you for a New York minute. Not for a New York minute. Amen. My life passage, beloved, amen, hallelujah, is Psalms, amen, 32, amen, and number 8. And it reads like this: I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Amen. And amen. All right. Hallelujah. We bless be the name of the Lord. Again, happy Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. Amen to all you working folks, retired folks. Amen. Glory be to God. Those looking, amen, just starting your careers, ending your careers. Happy Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. Amen. And enjoy your day on today. Amen. And form of announcements. Amen. We will not be at the altar prayer today. Why? Because it's Labor Day. It's Labor Day. We rested. We taking a day of rest. Amen. Hallelujah. From our labor. And it's okay. It's okay. The Lord will give you a day off. Even God himself took a day. Amen. Now, well, God took a day not because he was tired. God took a day because he was finished. But nevertheless, he took a day. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. We'll be back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. Same time, same place, the same station. Amen. Giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all the honor. Amen. Saints, amen. Be safe out there. Be careful. Be careful. It's some crazy stuff happening. Stuff happening, and y'all already know about it. Amen. So we just pray that everybody will be safe. Amen. On today. Amen. And just let the Lord lead you. If you acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. Just don't do nothing until you talk to the Lord about it. Get God's permission to go around the corner. Get God's permission to go to the store because they stabbing and shooting people in the supermarket because they feel like it. Don't be in the right place at the wrong time. He said, I'm giving you divine signs and guidance. I'm going to lead you. But be like a sheep and obey him. Because if God is leading you one way, but you insist on going another way, you're on your own. Amen and amen. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we bless you and we say thank you for the word of God on today. Then your word will not return into your void, but it will accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you for this Labor Day. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for Peter J. McGuire, Father God, hallelujah, who came up with the idea of Labor Day back in 1882. Father God, we thank you for this annual celebration of the social and economic achievements of America workers. Father God, America is such a great country, Father God, and we pray that your blessings will remain on the United States of America. You give us a day of rest. Give us a day of insight. Oh, Father God, just thank you for doing a wonderful thing on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We say thank you, thank you. Help us, Father God, to listen to the signs that you are leading us individually. Father God, we're taking you from moves leading the nation to leading us individually. Help us not to please people. Help us not to go because people want us to go. where we haven't heard from you. Help us not to do it, Father. Help us. We realize many people have died prematurely because they was in the right place at the wrong time. If they had only talked to you and waited for you to lead them, things would have been a whole lot different. But we say thank you, Father God, that we are not they, and we bless you. Meet us back here again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, giving you the glory, giving you the honor, and giving you the praise. We cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not and shall not come to pass. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling into potential faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and the Lord give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. How Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And Satan is defeated and darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is Lord. All right. Divine signs and guidance. Just for you. Amen. Just for you. Just for you.
I'm gonna wait. Help me to wait on you. Help me to wait on you. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. I'll wait for you to see me through. I hide in your word and know it's true. Stand still till you tell me to move. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me to wait for you to see me through. Abide in your word and know it's true. Stand still and wait until I hear from you. Lord, help me to wait on you patiently. And Lord, while I'm waiting, setting your word be anxious for nothing. So I'll continue serving you. Yes, I'll continue praising you. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. I'm waiting for you to see me through. Hiding your word, you know it's true. Stand still. Tell me to move. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me see for you to see me through. Oh, I'm hiding your word and know it's true. Oh Lord, I need you. Oh Lord, help me to wait on you patiently. Lord, help me to seek your face. somebody tell them, wait on,
wait on,
wait on,
wait on,
trust is the way and
wait on,
be still and
wait on,
wait on and
wait
on.
Amen and amen. Wait for your divine sign, beloved, and divine guidance. Don't make a move till you hear from God. Pastor Bradford signing out.